And it's time now for our trip to the Record Dungeon. As you know, you're used to hearing the Record Attic once a week, and this week we're down in the Record Dungeon. This is really bizarre because the acoustics are just terrible down here, but we have kind of brushed the cobwebs off the old spooky Halloween kind of records here and some interesting Halloween stories we're going to do for you. So keep it right here. Don't touch that dial, as they say, as we get things rolling from the Record Dungeon.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo, full of vomit, was a monster's holiday. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next. Breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum, it was a monster's holiday. Uncle Bill, well, he took ill and they sent for me to come. Well, I had to pass by the old graveyard, so I went on the run. There was screaming and moaning, wailing and groaning, scary as a mummy's curse. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum, it was a monster's holiday. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum, it was a monster's holiday.
I don't know about you, I always thought of Buck Owens as kind of a scary-looking guy anyway. That is Buck Owens and the Monsters Holiday getting us started in the Record Dungeon today. Of course, you're familiar with Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kicker 5, famous for the Monster Mash. Well, a couple of years ago, they went ahead and updated that a little bit. Now we have Bobby Boris Pickett. I don't know if the Crypt Kickers are with him on this one or not, but this is called the Monster Rap.
Grown used to eerie sights. I created a monster who could dance and walk, but I couldn't teach him how to talk. My faithful assistant, that hunchback fool who wastes his time in DJ school, says,
now to get him, don't be a slap. DJ, get the monster rap.
You've gotta shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock. Igor, you idiot.
Yes, master.
To hear him speak, and tonight the storm will reach its peak. Connect electrodes, turn on the power, we operate within the hour. The kites went up without a hitch, then Igor screamed,
I'll pull the switch!
The boat came down, his head went zap. Now he's doing the monster rap. Shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock. I've given you a voice, now rap for daddy.
Well, I shot a million bolts into my brain. Now I'm ready to rap like a runaway train. If you get in my way, we're bound to clash, cause I'm the same dude that did the monster mash.
That's my boy!
Shot my body, body.
So we invited the zombies, creeps and ghouls, and turned them into rapping fools. Drac woke up from his nap said, teach me how to monster rap.
You gotta shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body, shock the body, body, shock.
Igor, you fool.
Yes, master.
He's breaking loose. We've reached a goal undreamed of by science. Listen, he's going to rap again.
I got folds in my neck, a flat top head. I'm 8 feet tall and I'm back from the dead. You see, I can break rappers down to tears. Cause I've been monster rapping for 100 years. They all light up the torches, yes, chain me to the town. Frank. They do everything, trying to track me down. But they can't keep up, they can't compete. Cause I got to rap with a monster beat. You see, north, east, west, and south, I'm the cat they call Monster Mouth. When I party rap, I control the room. I can get the werewolves howling at the moon. You see, I'm big and bad, scarred and mean. I'm the cool rain child of Dr. Frankenstein. I said a rap, back, another zap. Can't stop the rapping now.
He won't stop rapping. Strap him down, Igor. He must be heavily sedated.
Yes, master.
Oh, shut up.
That give me a fright. If the subject is horror, I've got to see more, or I won't be contented all night. You may call it my ghoulish obsession. It's a subject on which I get chatty. But the worst one, it seems, haunting all of my dreams, was the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Goblins and witches, and some moth-eaten werewolves with fangs. There were creatures that chattered, and others that clattered, and Japanese monsters with bangs. Frankenstein gives me the shakes, and Count Dracula driving me batty. But they're not on a par with the worst one by far, the cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Oh, he must have needed a seltzer. It's amazing how much he got down. For lunch he just chewed up a suburb or two, and for dinner he ate the whole town. Willard just sent me out laughing. I thought Ben looked a little bit ratty.
Watch, sorry about that.
But they're not half as bad as the worst scare I've had. The cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Oh, my heart nearly stopped. You will never be topped. The cockroach that ate Cincinnati. Ole!
Ole? That's dumb.
Well, the guy's name is Possum there, and that is called The Cockroach That Ate Cincinnati. Before that, we heard Bobby Boris Pickett and maybe the Crypt Kicker 5 there doing the updated Monster Mash, which, of course, would be the Monster Rap. We are in the record dungeon just in time for Halloween. Some of these songs are not going to be as polite as the others, so you're going to have to take the good along with the bad. And I think we've got all the Halloween records that we had last time we did this, plus down here in the dungeon we've managed to scrounge up about a dozen or so new ones that we haven't heard yet. One of those being this one. The guy's name is Brad Hotchkiss. This song is called My Favorite Things.
Things that are dead and things that are rotten. Creatures I've made that are better forgotten. Cockroach souffle, served on vampire bat wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Old creaking doors and rattling chains. Digging up bodies and removing their brains. Thumbscrews and racks and of course guillotines. These are a few of my favorite things. Watching horror.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well, watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh yeah. Like help.
That is Bob McFadden and Door. That's called I'm a Mummy. And the next voice that you hear, you will recognize. At least I certainly hope you will. That is Ted Cassidy there. You may recognize him as Lurch, of course, from the Addams Family, and you hear him here in the Record Dungeon on KOZY. Wow, we've got a lot more to get to as our Record Dungeon program continues this year, like, well, what happens when a flying saucer turns up? Buchanan and Goodman tell us about it.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real, well, I feel what my heart can't conceal.
That was the Clatters recording. Too real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam, would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Get back in the air.
Thank you. And now the thin gentleman there.
What I'm gonna do
is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar, what would you do, sir?
Or just take a walk down the street.
Thank you. I return you now.
This is Brant, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
That was the Pelican's outer space recording
Earth.
I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Bentingmold of the British Institute. The professor is approaching his saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record, Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
Bop, bop, boom, bop, bop, bam, boom.
And now, here are the bolt scores.
4-3, 6-2, and 8-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
Here I go reeling.
That was the Clatters again with their big one. Oh!
This is John Cameron Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around. We are not going to interrupt this record. Yes, we are. The flying saucer has landed again. Washington. The Secretary of Defense has just said,
ain't that a shame?
That was Skinny Dynamo's record. That's a shame.
This is John Cameron Cameron Part 2. Gathered around me are several of the spacemen. Tell us, have you come to conquer the world?
Snap it, be our cousin.
And now would you repeat that in English?
Don't want the world to have an
home. I want a chicken.
Don't be angry. Me away.
We return you now to our studios.
Here is a news item from Washington. The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen, and we quote,
"You can do anything for me, off of my blues with you."
That was Pa Gherkin's record, Shoes. We switch you again downtown.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Professor Cedric of the British Institute, tell us, how were the saucers able to land?
Well, you see,
motor cooled down, the heat went down.
That was Huckleberry's recording. Motor cooled down.
This is John Cameron Cameron again. I believe the spaceman has a final parting word.
See you later, alligator.
We return you now to our studio.
The spacemen have gone again, but look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
Always be there.
Goodbye, Earth people.
Something you may not understand, but I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Oh, please, please don't scream. I know you think it's grand when I fly in your window. Just let me bite your hand. Just let me bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy inside. It's so delicious that my thirst. I think you understand that I feel that something. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Shoo. I want to bite your hand. feel that something. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand.
Sure. Well, so maybe you think that was Dracula, but in reality, that was a guy named Gene Moss doing I Want to Bite Your Hand here in the Record Dungeon. And as long as we're talking about Dracula and people like that, let's try some dinner with Drac.
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. Go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter. But her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Things in Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
There's John Zacherle, calls himself the Cool Ghoul with Dinner with Drac. Actually, that is just part one, because Dinner with Drac has a part two, which is on the other side of the record. And maybe if we have time, we'll fit in part two later on. We'll see how it goes. A lot of things to get to here in the Record Dungeon. Hope you're enjoying our spooky trip down here today. And one from Spike Jones and the City Slickers. This is called the Spooktacular Finale.
Vampire, I dig you the most. We trust our songs have set you at ease. Those good old haunting melodies. We've done our very best, it's true, to scare the life out of you.
People say that I'm very cruel. They even call me a gory ghoul. They don't understand why I rob the dead. I'm only trying to get ahead.
I'm just like Dr. Jekyll, they say. Creating monsters is my forte. If you are ill, here's what I'll do. I'll make a new man out of you.
Thank you. to sleep.
If you've enjoyed a scary tale, it's time you monsters get out and play.
The moon is bright.
It's full tonight. A happy nightmare to you.
Happy nightmare to you.
Happy nightmare to you.
Happy nightmare to you.
Spike Jones and the City Slickers in the Record Dungeon today with the spooktacular finale. Boy, that is a tough one to get out. I had to clean some more of the cobwebs off the record there before I could tell you what the name of that one was. We have a lot more to get to in the Record Dungeon today. All your favorite Halloween-type spooky, weird monsters, Martians, and eerie things records are coming up. And here's one that I know your kids will like.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that you've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
We have just discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
I'm
There are the Randells. That is called the Martian Hop here in the Record Dungeon. Actually, a couple different groups had done that song. The Galaxies also did a version of the Martian Hop, but there's the Randells did the original version of that one. Having some fun down here in the Record Dungeon. In fact, I was just over here, found a box of records by the Victrola here, and kind of got them dusted off. And we all know Alan Sherman did, Hello Mada, Hello Fada, and some nice songs like that. Oddly enough, it's hard to imagine old Alan doing a Halloween song, but let me see if I can get this dusted off a little bit here and give it a try, shall we? Here's Alan Sherman.
Blow! My son, the vampire, he'll make you a wreck. Every time he kisses you, there'll be two holes in your neck. Blow! Blow! My son, the vampire, he will leave you pale. All he does is drink your blood, 'cause he don't like ginger ale. When they see him, people scream and they yell. They scream and yell 'cause they're scared as heck that he'll say, blow! Blow! My son, the vampire, he's a total loss. And if you should meet with him, do not drink or eat with him. Run if he takes out his dental floss. 'Cause my son, the vampire, ain't collecting it for the Red Cross. He wants blow. He needs blow. He drinks blow. Doesn't everybody?
When I asked my baby for a date, she said she'd rather stay at home up late. Said my cold, cold kisses give her chills, but the spooky, spooky movies always give her thrills. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. She said if I look like a King Kong, a big and hairy and a mean and strong, I might have a chance to compete with the things she calls the creature from the deep. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky movies. She thinks Dracula is so fine. They say vampire is all time. She tells me I'm just not her kind. I guess the one for her is Frankenstein. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky, spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky movies. My baby loves the spooky movies.
I never realized there were so many country people that were that spooky. Of course, we opened the program with Buck Owens doing the Monster's Holiday, and we start part two with nobody other than Roy Clark doing spooky movies here in the Record Dungeon. I'll tell you, I'm glad we only got to come down here to the dungeon once a year, because this is awful. For one thing, the acoustics are terrible down here, but I'll tell you what's coming up. Bill Cosby is going to do kind of a spooky story for us here in just a few minutes, so Bill Cosby fans, stand by for that. And this next one, I haven't quite figured out the point of the whole thing yet. This is called The Spider and the Fly, and it's by Bobby Christian and the Allen Sisters. Here it is.
Spiders, creepy, crawly spiders.
spiders in the web. The fly is in the web. The spiders crawling closer, creeping closer. To the fly. The fly caught in the web.
Help me!
Darling, are you having a nightmare? Your arm is hurting me. What happened to your head?
Help me!
I'm a swinging cat around 17, captain of the football team. I'm rough and tough and I'll take all bets. There ain't nothing I ain't seen yet. He's a swinging cat of 17, captain of the football team. But I'll tell you something that'll make you groan. Something I heard on my party phone. I picked it up to call my chick when I heard this guy sounded sorta like sick. So hear him out, dig the flat. Here's what he heard that day for me.
Doctor, I just called to tell you that the serum you prepared for me doesn't seem to be working. Only during the three-quarter moon last night did I begin to doubt it. Doctor, I wanted to come over and see you personally tonight, but since there is a full moon out, I thought it better to chain myself to the bedpost instead. Doctor, the relief your serum has brought me up to now has been wonderful, and I... Really, Doctor, I would like to congratulate you in as much as... Doctor, I can't seem to... Doctor, I will call you back, Doctor, I... Oh, Doctor, I'll call you back, Doctor, I... Oh, Doctor, please, I'll call you... Oh, back, Doctor, I... Oh...
There are the Mule Skinners, and that is called Wolfman, and I promised you a kind of a spooky story, about as spooky as the man gets anyway. Here's Bill Cosby.
But old Weird Harold and I, old Weird Harold, we called him that because he was 6'9", weighed 50 pounds. We used to use him to get the football out of the sewer. We used to go to every horror picture in the world. I'm telling you, right now, we would go and we would see Frankenstein. We'd walk 100 miles to see Frankenstein. And mind you, we never saw the monster once. Never saw him once, because we were too scared to look at him. And we had the best seats in the movie. We used to sit right up front. I mean, right up front. That's where you can see everything. You just look right up front there. And we'd say to each other, you going to look at the monster this time? Yeah. No, don't lie now. If you're not going to look at him, say that. You might as well get right on the floor now if you're not going to look at him. You didn't look at him the last time. Yes, I did. Don't lie. But look out. That's where we stayed for 12 days. Used to go home with 100 black juicy fruits all on our backs. Yeah. So my mother, we used to stay over and over and over trying to get to see the monster, but we couldn't do it. We were too scared. And my mother used to come for me. When you come home, get up off the floor and come home. You know, and the guys would razz, hey, Cos, your mom came for you. Get up. You shut up. So my mother said one day, she said, I'm not coming for you. That's all. You know, you'll come home yourself. Walk on the 9th Street Bridge in the dark by yourself if you don't know how to come home. Oh, Mom, you'll come home for us. So we're watching this one picture. And it was a heck of a picture. It was one of the greatest. They had Frankenstein, Wolfman, Dracula, the Hunchback, the Mummy. Everybody was in it. And Harold and I stayed on that floor. Our eyes were closed all day. We never came up one time for air. Every time there was somebody on that screen we didn't want to see. The Mummy's in there now. Oh, we don't want to look. We don't want to look. And we sat through about 12 showings of the same picture. You going to look this time? No. Get up off the floor. No, I ain't getting up nowhere. It ain't going to get me. So finally, during the cartoon, I got up and I looked around. And I said, hey, Harold, there's nothing here but grown-ups. And Harold said, yeah. Because that's what he always says whenever I'm right. He's my closest friend, you know. I said, ask that man what time it is. Hey, mister! What time is it? It's 10 o'clock. Oh, Harold. Oh, Harold, we're in trouble. 10 o'clock, yeah. 10 o'clock, that's when the monsters come out. And my mom didn't even come for us, man. Well, she said she would, yeah, but she's supposed to come for us, man. She ain't supposed to let us go home at 10 o'clock with all the monsters out of things, man. And we walk out of the movie crying, oh, we got out of 10 o'clock. Now, the walk home, 9th Street Bridge has no lights whatsoever, which is highly, well, it's the only way to get home. And we are sick. You're talking about two scared kids just walking, you know, arm in arm. Not even picking our feet up off the ground because we want to be ready. If the monster touches us, we want to be ready to jump straight up to heaven. When you pick one leg up, you take a chance on going sideways. You know, and we got our leg. We're just dragging, sending our toes out 6 feet ahead of us like radar. Kids coming. Kids coming. And I'm telling you, really scared, ready to go any second. And I bumped into Harold. I said, Harold, did I bump into you? Harold said, no. I said, don't lie to me now, Harold. Because if I bumped into you, say that I bumped. Even if I didn't bump into you, Harold, say that I bumped into you. Because if I didn't, we're going to get eaten alive. You know that, don't you? Harold said, well, you bumped into me. I said, okay, don't lie anymore. Now, I don't know the name of the wino that came out of the alley that emptied onto the 9th Street Bridge. I don't even care what the guy's name is, man. All I know is that he was wrong. That's all I can say. He was pure D wrong. You just don't walk out of an alley that empties on the 9th Street Bridge without making some sort of announcement, warning little kids. Look out, little kids, coming home from the Astor movie after seeing a whole lot of horror monsters. There's just nobody that can hurt you. It's just a little old wino. And he came out. Now, I'm sure while filling out the accident report on this man that the doctor said, what happened? I don't know. It was just 4 feet, ran right up my chest, danced on my head for a half hour, and then ran straight down my back, doctor. Well, did they say anything? Yes. They said, ah! Did you see them at all? Yes, it was a little kid riding on top of a tall, skinny one, and he was beating him with a stick saying, faster, faster, you fool, you fool.
There's Bill Cosby here in the Record Dungeon. That's simply titled Old Weird Harold. We have plenty more coming your way here as our program continues the next few minutes, like this interesting dramatic piece.
This is the story of a young couple in Portland, Maine.
While waiting for her husband, Don, to return home from work, she reaches for a can of anchovies. As she spreads the tiny fish across a piece of lettuce, she notices a small note at the bottom of the can. Written on it is a telephone number. Curious, she dials and is told,
"Don't move, lady. We'll be right over."
Placing the phone back on the hook, she turns to see three smartly dressed men standing in her kitchen doorway. Before she realizes what is happening to her, she is rolled tightly in long sheets of cellophane, transported to an international airport, and placed on a waiting jetliner. All this being too much for her to comprehend, she passes out. Upon awakening, she finds herself in a strange, foreign-speaking nation. Alone, fearing her escape impossible, she seeks comfort in the arms of a confidential agent. With a trace of her kiss still warm upon his lips, he betrays her to the hands of three scientists who are engaged in diabolical avant-garde experiments previously performed only on insects and other small, meaningless creatures. Using her as their subject, they are delighted with the results. For the first time, a human being is transformed into a... Meanwhile, back in Portland, Maine. Her husband, Don, now chain-smoking 40 packs of cigarettes a day, sits at a local bar and has a few beers with the regulars. Bored, everyone's attention turns to the television set that just hangs from the wall.
Welcome to Bowling for Dollars.
Suddenly, Crazy Al says,
Say, Don, there sure is something familiar about that bowling ball.
To which a terrified Don replies,
Oh my God! That bowling ball! It's my wife!
And the lesson we learn from this story is, next time you place your order, don't forget to say, No anchovies, please.
Afraid no Freddy down on Elm Street. I ain't afraid no Jason, no Friday the 13th. I ain't afraid no Dracula, ain't afraid no Frankenstein. Ain't no Hollywood movie monster ever mess with my mind. But there's something out there, ain't just inside your head. Might be creeping in your basement, might be hiding beneath your bed. It's the boogie man.
Come get you, come get you, come get you.
Yeah, baby, talk about the boogie man.
Come get you, come get you, come get you.
He don't need no ugly makeup, no fancy Hollywood name. His mangled, bloody victims are his only claim to fame. He's the boogie man. Yeah, talking about the booger man.
Come get you. Come get you. Come get you.
Some nights when the wind blows, you can hear him moan and wave. Nobody who's ever seen him has ever lived to tell the tale. But you know he's for real, and here's the reason why. Your mama told you about him, and your mama wouldn't lie. I ain't afraid no creature from no black lagoon. I ain't afraid no wolf man howling at the moon. No chainsaw, no Bigfoot, nothing on Halloween. They're all just figments in the mind of Stephen King. The Phantom of the Opera, shoot, he ain't even worth a mention. Ain't but one thing out there, baby, gonna get my attention. Talk about the booger man.
Come get you. Come get you.
Ooh, yeah, the booger man, baby.
Come get you. Come get you.
Well, he don't need no ugly makeup, no fancy Hollywood name. His mangled, bloody victims are his only claim to fame. Talk about the booger man. Yeah, baby, the booger man.
Come get you.
Now I ain't trying to scare you, darling. I'm just telling you for your own good. But you better slide on over here next to me while we parked out here in these woods. Yeah, you may need some protection, frail and helpless as you are. Listen, did I hear something scratching outside your side of the car? Could be the booger man.
Come get you, come get you.
Ooh, baby, could be the booger man, yeah.
Come get you, come get you.
He don't need no ugly Billy Maker, no fancy Hollywood name. His mangled, bloody victim are his only claim to fame. He's the Booger Man. Yeah, talking about the Booger Man. Ooh, baby, did you hear something? What is that? Oh, Lord have mercy. He's definitely on top of the car. Yeah, you better slide on over here real tight. Don't worry about that gear shift. We'll take care of that. I might meet you halfway on this deal. Yeah, now you got the idea. Yeah, snuggle on up here. We're getting a pile in the middle. He won't be able to reach us from either side. What do you mean crank the car and get out of here? I lost the keys.
There's Ray Stevens, and I'm the Booger Man. And I think the next record now is probably our most tasteless Halloween record that we're going to play. We've played this one before in the Record Attic, and this year we'll run it in the Record Dungeon. This is Jimmy Cross, and the song is called I Want My Baby Back.
Hardly know where to begin. I remember we were cruising home from a Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around, and there was the leader, and there was the pack, and over there was my baby, and over there was my baby, and way over there was my baby.
I want my baby back.
It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So, I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang pay dirt.
I warned you that it was going to be awful, didn't I? That is Jimmy Cross, and it's called I Want My Baby Back, here in the Record Dungeon at KOZY. And this is interesting, to say the least. I've discovered that been down here scrounging around in the dungeon looking for good Halloween records here for the last couple of days, actually, and I've found a lot more songs than I'm ever going to have time to fit in today, but we can't do a Halloween program without this one from Spike Jonze and the Gang.
Thank you. I can't even think of her name. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
My old flame. I can't even think of her name. I'll have to look through my collection of human heads. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. For I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eye. I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye, that eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name. What was her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Manny, Mo, Jack. No, it couldn't have been Mo. I can't stand it, I tell you. This is driving me sane. She would always treat me mean, so I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to... my old flame.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween. Ghostly things are gonna happen. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Halloween spooks outside my window. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window frame.
Ha ha ha! the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window.
You thought I was a weird vocalist, huh? Who is that? That is Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross doing Halloween Spooks here in the Record Dungeon. You don't think we'd let the program get by and come to a close without doing the original Monster Mash with Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kicker 5, do you?
Lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash
cool! You in
Monster Mash cool!
Mash cool!
Monster Mash cool! Monster Mash
cool! Well, that of course was Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kicker 5 with the original version of the Monster Mash as we close things down here in the Record Dungeon. Of course, have fun this Halloween and join us again next year when we make that trip once again down here to the Record Dungeon.
I'll take your chains off later, Frankie. Master, please let me mend your next Igor, right after Janusz.
Mr. Boris, I still like the Transylvania twist better.
Who asked you, you bloodsucker?